What is needed today are a people that will stand upon the Word of God and live by their biblical convictions regardless of what anybody else says or does. You might have friends or family that leave you or despise you, but my friend, stand upon the principles of the Word of the Lord and He will never forsake you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to be with you today on Truth and Fact, and we're dealing with Esther. Chapter 4, verse 16, she says, "If I perish, I perish." Oh, praise God. What faith, what courage, what determination we see here. Number one, we know about Esther that she was a woman of faith. What a great and wonderful quality that's needed today are women and moms that have faith and live for God. But secondly, we know that she stood for truth in adverse times. When Esther heard about the terrible plot that Haman was planning to destroy the Jews, she could have just kept her mouth shut. She could have done nothing. She could have just played it safe. She could have said that it wasn't any of her business or concern. She could have just lived for herself. She was the queen by this time. She had made it to the top. She was successful and prosperous. She was a career woman. She was the king's wife. She could have just kept to herself, but not Esther. Do you know what she did? She stood for truth in adverse times. And there's nothing more special and more beautiful than a woman who will stand for truth in adverse times. It may not be easy, but God never said that it would be. Listen, we're living in adverse times. Not everybody believes in God, and not everybody is going to understand or agree with your biblical convictions. You will find that your so-called friends will stand against you. Family will stand against you. Your parents may even stand against you. Brothers or sisters may rise up against you because of your faith and convictions. They may not agree with how you're raising your children. They might not agree with the church that you attend. They may disown you. They might ignore you, shun you, reject you, avoid you. They might accidentally not invite you to the next family reunion. But thank God for women and moms who stand for truth, even though it may not be popular at the time. Not popular with man, but popular with God. Peter said we ought to obey God rather than men. My friend, that will go far with God. That's big with God. It may not be politically correct. It may go against the grain of the denominational voice. You may lose the popular vote, but the important thing is you will have God's vote. That's right. Thank God for those who have biblical convictions and they live by them regardless of what anybody says or does. They choose to live for God and to stand for truth. Esther could have just played it safe. She could have kept to herself. She was safe. She had it made. She had it all together. But she chose to step out by faith and do something about it. She was willing to stand for what was right. She was willing to stand for truth regardless of the cost. Oh yes, my friend, we need women today that will stand for truth and live for God regardless of what others think. They're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and they're not ashamed to live for God. They're not trying to be popular. They just want to live for that truth. They know that the truth will make you free. They know what God's Word says, and nobody can talk them out of it. My friend, this devotional is directed toward women and moms today, but it applies to everybody. What we need today is a people that will believe God by faith, and a people that will stand upon the Word of God and live by their biblical convictions regardless of what anybody else does. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I encourage you to serve God with all your heart.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.